Shelley's heart felt inflamed with revenge and her mind muddled by drink. She was young, attractive, and hardworking. She fully deserved her success and had had a meteoric rise through the world of politics, being made a junior minister in the Ministry of Administrative Affairs less than 2 years after first being elected to Parliament. Politics, however, was a fickle game. Public opinion and the devil on its shoulders, that is the media, your boss. A nasty rumor could easily shoot down even the most integral and conscientious of politicians. Mary's success had been no different. Less than a year after graduating, she had become one of the tabloid media's top young reporters, winning awards for uncovering several scandals involving top cabinet ministers. However, Mary's success had clearly gone to her head. Shelley and Mary had been friends for years. However, Mary had thought nothing of running a story, implicating her old university roommate in a cash for questions scandal. Shelley was innocent. She hadn't known what others had been doing in her name, and Mary knew this, but their friendship didn't get in the way of Mary's career. And now, Shelley's career was in tatters, the media ruining her public image, and she wanted revenge. Mary's proliferation of scandal had led to colleagues saying she was bursting with gossip, and now she was going to find out just how literally that could be taken. It was late and quiet out on the cobbled streets of Westminster. In the silvery moonlight, Shelley used the key she still had from when they were friends and unlocked the front door to the Georgian townhouse Mary lived in and furtively crept inside, carrying a hand pump in behind her. Quietly, she moved through the house until she found herself gently pushing open the door to Mary's room. It swept gently across the carpet, making a little noise, and Shelley peered round at Mary's bed. Mary lay asleep on her side, looking soft and peaceful, with her long, silky dark hair draped over her curvy body, a contented little smile on her softly tanned face, and a pink blouse nightdress and pink cotton boxers, her slender legs pulled up to her pert bosom and protruding from a gently crumpled sheet which was sliding off of her onto the floor. "This is too easy," Shelley thought. Shelley padded over to Mary's bed and set the pump down on the floor beside her. She placed her hands on Mary's body, feeling how soft it was, and gently rolled her over onto her back, straightening her legs across the mattress and carefully placing Mary's hands on her toned stomach and smoothing her hands across her sides, tucking her into the sheet. Mary smiled slightly in her sleep at Shelley's touch. She stirred, making a little sigh. "She looks so peaceful," thought Shelley. "It's a shame to have to do this to her." Shelley took the end of the hose from the pump and put it against Mary's mouth. Her lips closed around the hose, and Shelley pushed it in, letting Mary suck on it like a child sucking her thumb. Shelley went back to the pump and slowly, carefully lifted the plunger so that the gentle hissing was as quiet as possible. Then, carefully, she pushed it all the way down. There was a gentle whoosh, and Mary's cheeks puffed out briefly as the air rushed into her. Shelley raised the plunger again and looked at Mary. This time, she placed her hand under the sheet on Mary's stomach, just above Mary's own hands, and pump! Mary's cheeks puffed out briefly again, and she also felt her stomach rise slightly and the nightdress tighten against the expanding Mary. Shelley carried on gently pumping the hand pump. Pump, pump, pump! With each pump, she felt Mary's stomach rise slightly, like an airbed being pumped up. Shelley took her hand away. She was now visibly inflated, her abdomen looking somewhat bloated and her night tie stretched smooth across her swollen belly. She was still fast asleep, her hands still across her stomach. "Well, I should get on with it. I have a lot to do tonight," thought Shelley, and she grasped the plunger again and pushed it down. Pump, 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 pump! Shelley was pumping more vigorously now. With the first whoosh, Mary's cheeks puffed up again. But this time, as she pumped more and more pressure into her, They stayed inflated. Mary's body inflated slowly underneath the sheet. Shelley could see not only her stomach filling out with each pump, but her breast, ass, and thighs as well. She now looked sort of pregnant, but more rounded, with an inflated body to match. After about a minute of pumping, Shelley stopped to give her arms a rest, and Mary's cheeks deflated. She ran her hand across the inflated girl's body, feeling the soft fabric seize and fold over her belly, but there was certainly a lot of tension in it and the fabric felt tight. Shelley pushed the plunger down again. Pump, pump, pump! Mary's whole body was now inflating, rising, expanding like a balloon being pumped up in a pulsating, rhythmic motion. With each pump, Mary bulged slightly, the fabric of her night tie stretching as the girl inflated beneath it before relaxing into its new form. Her inflating bum was lifting her off the mattress, and she wobbed slightly on it, bouncing off her thighs or arms as she inflated limbs touched the mattress. Pump! 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 Shelley carried on pumping Mary up, and up, and up. The girl on the bed expanded bigger and bigger. Her ass was pumping up beneath her like two beach balls, stretching the fabric of her boxers. Her breasts were also pumped up to an impressive size that Dolly Parton would have been proud of. Her whole body was becoming rounder and her arms and legs plumping out, so she looked ridiculously cartoon-like, like a balloon girl. Pump! 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 Shelley could now feel the resistance of the pressure inside Mary. As she pushed down on the pump, she couldn't stop now. Mary's hand slipped off her bloated belly and slid down her sides, hanging down as she was so inflated that they didn't touch the mattress above the elbow. Now, with each pump, her inflated arms and legs were pushed outwards, up away from her body and away from each other by their own expansion. She would be incapable to moving now, Shelley thought. Time to wake her. I wouldn't want her to miss this. Shelley was about to poke one of Mary's balloon breasts when she thought better of it. I know how I can wake her up. She went back to the pump and pulled the plunger all the way up. The air rushed into the pump with a soft whoosh. Shelley took a couple of deep breaths and then forced the plunger down with all her strength. Pump! Mary's whole body expanded visibly, straining her nightdress. With a bang, the button directly over her rounded stomach blew off, pinging off the lampshade. Mary woke with a start. What the? Mary thought. But she couldn't speak, only make muffled and There was a hose in her mouth. She wanted to pull it out, but when she woke, she noticed her body was rounded in front of her, blocking her vision. She felt pumped up, and her night tie fell tight against her inflated body. She couldn't move to pull the hose out, only able to wobble on her bottom, from side to side. She tried to spit it out, but it was too far in. She looked around the room in her half-awake state, wondering if she was dreaming. Then suddenly, pump! Mary felt her cheeks puff out with air that was coming out of the hose, and she felt her whole body tighten and saw her breast immediately in front of her expand. Oh my god! She thought. I'm being inflated like a... pump! It happened again. Mary felt her boxers tightening between her legs and herself, and she rose off the bed slightly as her balloon body pumped bigger. She waved her hands uselessly, causing her inflated arms to bounce up and down. She could feel the bouncing reverberate through her body. Pump! She felt herself expand again, her bulging stomach and breast straining the front of her night tie. Bang! Another button popped off, and Mary heard the ping as it hit a wall in her room. Oh god, no! Who's doing this? She thought. Oh, the pressure! I feel like it could just blow at any moment! Mary felt a pair of hands touch the sides of her body, sliding across the top of her stomach, and then someone hauled themselves up onto her. Mary's body rebounded under the weight like a bouncy castle. She felt a light, slender body climbing on top of the inflated Mary, out of her view. She felt the person's legs against the tops of her legs as they lay across the top of her. They seem so small. I must be huge, she thought. Then she felt a hand on each breast, just above the nipple. She could see them too, just the fingers over her outsized melons. The person pulled themselves up over her breast, and a head appeared above her bust. It was Shelley, her old friend. They had fallen out when Mary printed something bad about her to further her own career. She felt so bad about that, and had been planning on making a retraction and then making it up to Shelley. Mary could still not speak.
You started that rumor! That's going to cost me my reputation! Shelley spurted out, looking angry and emotional.
Then, a sadistic smile came across her face. But it'll make your reputation. I'll just say you burst with gossip. Mary tried frantically to protest, but just made muffled noises and wobbled and bounced around. Shelley looked unsettled, like she was about to fall off, and slid back down to the floor. Mary felt a tear run down her face. If only Shelley knew how much she loved her and wanted to take back what she had done. But she didn't, and now Mary was going to be pumped up till she blew. Pump! 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 Mary felt her cheeks puff up again, and the pressure inside her grew. What parts of her body she could see were filling up more and more of her vision. Her breasts trembling and blowing up with each pump. Looking to her side, she could also see her arms being pushed up as her whole body inflated. What she couldn't see, she could feel. The feeling of pressure pushing her outwards, pushing all parts of her away from each other, feeling her sinuses and ears as though she were flying on a plane. The stretching feeling as both her clothes and the girl they contained stretched impossibly massively, feeling like anything could just rupture, and that would be when either her night tie or herself would explode. The feeling of emptiness and hollowness as most of her body now contained nothing but air. She felt huge, and round, and embarrassed at what was to be her fate, and like a blimp. Pump! Pump! Shelley wasn't stopping. Mary was going to be exploded by her best friend, and all because she had put her career first. She continued bulging outwards. The pressure was unbearable. Mary closed her eyes, refusing to watch the expanding body, unable to believe that this was her she saw inflating before her. She wished she could cover her ears too, and wondered if she would hear any of the bang before she was blown apart. Would her senses and brain function for long enough? She hoped not. It was bad enough to know you were going to pop without having to hear it. Bang! No, that wasn't it. It was just another button bursting off her blouse, followed by another bang. Would she know the difference if she did hear her own bang? Or would her last thought be just another button? She felt so round, so strained, under so much pressure. The pumping stopped. She told herself that this must be that the next pump would burst her. Shelley must be straining to pump her up now, with the tremendous pressure. She felt Shelley's hand slap against her pumped buttocks. With a bowing, her whole body quivered, and she heard the deep, hollow sound her inflated body made. "Not long now, babes," said Shelley cheerfully. How could she be cheerful at a time like this? Could she possibly be thinking straight? Mary wondered how Shelley would explain the mess Mary would make when she exploded, and if any of her neighbors would hear the explosion. Would Shelley be caught? What would the public make of this? Mary tried to imagine the headlines. Something similar had happened once when a woman fell onto a helium canister, but she survived. This would be the first case of someone exploding after being blown up like a balloon. Would they make a play on that bursting with gossip pun? Of course not. That would be insensitive. But Mary was sure people would be thinking it. Mary's thoughts were cut off when... Pump! 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 Mary continued to inflate. The pressure, the air being forced through the hose into her mouth and into her body. The stretching, the emptiness, it all escalated. She felt bigger than a blimp. She felt like a planet. Her hands and feet all so far away, over the horizon. She quickly opened her eyes and saw the huge round orb of flesh and the fabric of her nightly straining against it. stretched like the skin of a drum. She quickly shut them again, in case she actually saw herself explode. She began to listen to the sound of the room, Shelley breathing heavily as she strained to force even more air into Mary, the rhythmic whooshing of the pump that was sending her the air, a creaking noise. Pump, 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 pump! Shelley was pumping faster than ever. The end was clearly near. Mary heard her body creak and groan as it resisted the air being pumped into her. Short, high-pitched, rubbery squeaks and low, rumbly groans building up and up. Mary was scared and felt short of breath. She tried to imagine something else. Her family, her colleagues, the good times she shared with Shelley. There was a loud, low groan. Mary felt herself tighten. Why hadn't she exploded yet? Throughout this long groan, she felt herself expand just a bit more. Boom! Too loud to be a... Mary didn't have a time to finish the thought. Frankie awoke with a start. The booming noise had come from over the road and had shaken her awake. She walked over to the window and looked out. Her neighbor Mary's window was open. The white curtains flapped out of it in the wind, and small shreds of fabric fluttered down into the street like confetti. She saw the door open, and a figure carrying what looked like a pump run out into the night, with the hose trailing behind her as she took off down the street.